part of your past includes being with a radio station in Detroit, and Howard Stern was there.
He was.
And, you know, we all have our own opinion, I guess, of this person. But talk to us when we're talking about grace. We're talking about these two beautiful books that you've just put out. I think sometimes as Christians, we tend to go to a judgmental, all of us go to a judgmental place.
Oh, yeah. And, can I make a confession about that, even from my own silly life? Mm-hmm. I mean, I came to know the Lord, leaving this whole mess behind. I mean, I could be the woman at the well, the woman caught in adultery, you know. The woman with the issue of blood, just pick any woman in the New Testament, and I did whatever her deal is. Anyway, and yet, 6 months into my walk with the Lord, I was teaching a little Bible study at work, and one of the gals there was living with her boyfriend. Liz says to her, "Honey, you're going to need to end that relationship if you're going to move forward with God. Now, why don't we just judge all over somebody who, you know, was just exploring the faith?" Mm. I mean, she was so slapped in the face by that. And I hope I would handle a little differently now. I hope I would say what my friend said to me, which was not clean up your act. It was, God loves you exactly as you are. And let the Holy Spirit do that convicting. Mm. You know, a friend once said to me, so did the Holy Spirit die and leave you in charge?
Ooh. And, ooh. Ooh.
Wow. Yeah. You see, it stuck with me ever since. But you know, We are to look at fruit, and I'm all for looking at fruit. But some of us get really good at, like, shooting fruit out of the trees with guns of judgment. Mm. And the fruit is just growing. It's not mature yet. And so, I love to lay down my need to judge others and give them the grace that God has given me. In fact, you know, I think actually the Bible says that. Forgive. Isn't that a clever thing? Forgive as you have been forgiven is like right in there.
What a concept.
Yeah, and we do get so excited about grace for ourselves, and we should. You should celebrate the grace that God has poured over you. But the way we really honor the Lord is by extending that grace, truly forgiving, and even really not judging is even a step further than forgiving. Forgiving says, I see your sin, but I forgive you for it. Not judging says, I don't even see your sin. I see the you that God made you to be with his grace poured over you. You know, when God looks at us, he's not looking at our sins. He's not tallying them up each day. 72, kind of a big number. And you know, there is a number at which you'll finally cross over the line and it's over. Hmm. It's not what it says in the Bible. His grace is like boundless, endless, high, wide, deep, long. It's huge. It's huge. So we've got to do the same and extend it to others. And you were asking about Howard.
Yeah, I mean, you know, here's a person that, you know, what would you hope for Howard? I mean, we all have seen that, you know, this is not.
Oh, he's the poster boy for bad boys. Right. You know, he is the poster boy for the 21st century of bad boys. But I knew the real Howard. He was a really kind and good person. He was worried about me because I wasn't kind or good. I was a bad girl. And he saw that in me and said, wow, Liz, you know, you need to do something. You're going to die if you keep living like this, you know, doing coke and then doing pot up, down, you know, and booze and drugs and all of that all mixed up together. He said, you're going to kill yourself like this, sweetie. And so I know that real person, and I know that persona out there, that bad boy persona. But what we have to remember is what people put on the outside isn't necessarily at all what's going on in their inside. Mm-hmm. And usually those of us who've done bad boy or bad girl, we have actually built that around us as a wall. That's our way of holding the world at bay. You can't get to me. I'm the baddest of the bad. And when you can break down that wall and see through to the cowering child inside who says, don't see me, don't look at me, because I'm broken and hurting and desperately in need of love. We have to do what God can do, which is to look past those bad boy, bad girl walls and see the broken person in the middle, because they're always there. There's nobody who's bad to the bone. No, there really isn't. Okay, maybe Jezebel.
I was just going to say. No.
Yeah, she's pretty bad. Athaliah. Yeah, there's a bunch of really, really, really bad girls in the Bible. But I often wonder how different their story had been if someone had shared the Christ with them. Mm. You know, we just don't know. We just don't know. And we don't get to pick who's a Jezebel and who's a Ruth.
Wow.
You know, that's not our call. God knows their heart. We're to love them as if they were Ruth in the making, and pray that so.